USA Radio News.
I'm Brandon Dunn. Customs and Border Control is continuing to see a surge of migrants crossing the southern border. National Border Patrol Council President Brandon Judd has this to say to Fox.
We also have to look towards the future. I mean, as long as we continue to release people into the United States after they violate our laws with no consequences, people are going to continue to come. That's the simple fact.
According to reports, agents have apprehended more than 1,600 migrants over the last 24 hours. Republican Florida Governor Ron DeSantis criticized public health officials' messaging over COVID-19 vaccination during a press conference on Friday morning.
You know, if you get a vaccine, the vaccines are effective, you're immune, and so act immune.
He also criticized how public health officials have handled pausing the vaccine, as well as public health messaging surrounding safety protocols for fully vaccinated adults. This is USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epic Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epic Times keep truth alive.
The Prime Minister of Japan was at the White House on Friday to talk about many issues such as new technology, the Olympics, and security in East Asia. USA's Wendy King has details.
President Biden has hosted his first face-to-face meeting at the White House since becoming president. He hosted Japanese Prime Minister Suga. He said the two affirmed their ironclad support for the U.S.-Japanese alliance as well as shared security in the region.
Committed to working together to take on the challenges from China as well as North Korea, to ensure a future of a free and open Indo-Pacific.
Biden said both are committed to advancing shared values. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
President Biden reversed on a key campaign promise to do away with President Donald Trump's 15,000 annual cap on refugee resettlements Friday. After intense blowback, the White House announced it would lift the cap next month after all. Jen Psaki said in a statement that the administration expected to increase the number of refugees allowed into the country for the remainder of the year. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The cost of a car rental is on the rise. USA's Tim Berg has a story.
Thinking you'll rent a car for your next trip? Well, think again. Shortages are slamming the United States right now, and industry insiders say the problem is only growing worse. Much worse. The high demand translated into rates between $200 and $300 for a compact car, with many airport rental agencies completely out of inventory.
This is a perfect storm on multiple fronts because the car rental companies sold off their inventory when a year ago no one was leaving their homes. And now that demand is coming back, they simply just can't get cars quick enough.
Brian Kelly, founder of PointsGuy.com, speaking there on ABC News. Kelly also telling ABC News if you are able to find a car, you will pay.
We're seeing in general a 30% increase in car rental rates, and in some markets like Hawaii and Florida, we're seeing up to 300% increases. So you're looking at $250 and up in some markets.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
It took YouTube star Jake Paul less than 2 minutes to win his third professional fight. He was up against fellow cruiserweight Ben Askren at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta. Paul defeated Askren in a TKO in a match that lasted only 1 minute and 59 seconds. Paul was quoted after the fight saying that he had been training every day for the last 4 months for this fight. For USA Radio News, I'm Brandon Gunzel.